This is Akashvani, the news read by Tanvi Khurana. India launched 101st mission of its space program this morning. ISRO's PSLV C-61 rocket took off with Earth Observation Satellite EOS-09 at 5:59 a.m. today from the Satish Dhawan Space Center at Sriharikota in Andhra Pradesh. The mission will place the EOS-09 into a sun-synchronous polar orbit. The EOS-09 is designed to provide continuous and reliable remote sensing data for operational applications across various sectors. The mission carries a synthetic aperture radar, SAR payload, capable of providing images for various Earth observation applications under all weather conditions. Parliamentary Affairs Minister Kiran Rijiju has announced that 7 all-party delegations will soon engage with key nations under Operation Sindoor, reflecting India's collective resolve against terrorism. In a social media post, Mr. Rijiju shared the list of 59 MPs and delegations representing the United Front. They will visit a total of 32 countries and the EU headquarters in Brussels, Belgium. Union Home Minister Amit Shah has hailed Operation Sindoor as a turning point in India's security doctrine. Addressing a public meeting at Gandhinagar in Gujarat, he said that Operation Sindoor marked a historic shift in India's national security response. Mr. Shah emphasized that under Prime Minister Narendra Modi's decisive leadership, Indian armed forces struck deep into Pakistani territory, dismantling terrorist infrastructure. Home Minister said for the first time since independence, our forces crossed 100 kilometers into Pakistan and obliterated terror camps.
जब उरी में हमला हुआ, सर्जिकल स्ट्राइक करकर एक प्रतीकात्मक जवाब दिया गया। पुलवामा में हमला हुआ, एयर स्ट्राइक करकर चेतावनी दी गई, मगर ये सुधरे नहीं। पहलगांव में हमला किया, इस बार ऑपरेशन सिंदूर से उनके हेडक्वार्टर्स को नेस्त नाबूद कर दिया।
Directorate General of Foreign Trade has announced new port restrictions on the import of certain goods from Bangladesh to India. In a notification, Union Ministry of Commerce and Industry clarified that these restrictions will not apply to goods from Bangladesh that are transiting through India and destined for Nepal and Bhutan. The directive issued through a notification has come into immediate effect. The import of all types of ready-made garments from Bangladesh will be prohibited through land ports. However, these goods will still be allowed through the seaports of Nawasheva and Kolkata. Additionally, the import of fruit, fruit-flavored and carbonated drinks, processed food items, cotton and cotton yarn waste, plastic and PVC finished goods, excluding pigments, dyes, plasticizers and granules, used as inputs for domestic industries and wooden furniture will be restricted. Manipur police has registered an FIR against Kuki Students Organization KSO Delhi Chapter President Pauja Khop Goite in connection with a video circulating on social media. In the footage, Goite is seen addressing a street gathering and calling for restrictions on the movement of Meitei community through Kuki-dominated areas. This comes as the Meitei community plans to travel for the state Shirui festival in Ukhrul district. The Archaeological Survey of India, ASI, has announced that entry to all ASI monuments and museums across the country will be free today in celebration of International Museum Day. The Union Ministry of Culture has confirmed that the ASI is opening its 52 site museums and all ticketed monuments to the public at no charge, aiming to encourage broader public participation. An under-construction building in the Paharganj area of the national capital Delhi collapsed yesterday evening, resulting in the deaths of 3 people. Assistant Divisional Officer of the Fire Department, Manish Kumar, confirmed the fatalities. In the IPL cricket, defending champions Kolkata Knight Riders were eliminated from IPL 2025 as their match against hosts Royal Challengers Bengaluru was abandoned without a toss due to heavy rain at M. Chinnaswamy Stadium last evening. And that is the end of this news bulletin.